Steve, congratulations again for Thursday night. And the message today is that you want the supporters next Saturday to give the players a big reception as that coach heads down the M1, don't you?
Yeah, very much so, Rob. You know, we're very much treating this as almost like an away visit down to, obviously, the matches at Wembley, but we're treating it like an away game down at Leighton Orient. And the only difference, we wanted to get the players to embrace and encapsulate the supporters in Rotherham before they set off on the journey themselves. And we appreciate many will be on their way down on Saturday morning. But, you know, if you're around Rotherham and in that area, then we'd love to see you. And I'd love my playing staff and my personal staff to know that just what's going to be there for us the following day.
It's going to be a big week for the town, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I come in 2 years ago, Rob, and I spoke to the supporters and to the chairman, and we spoke of possibility of championship football, and people quite rightly in Rotherham, who say it as told me to get my feet on the floor and do it a bit at a time, and we've done that. You know, we've managed to get ourselves out of League Two last season, and this year in League One we've been better, if you like, than we were last year. We've embraced and improved as a team. We've matured as a squad, and we've got such a fantastic team spirit that's not only evident with the late goals we get, but it's evident when you go into work every day where people have a smile on their face. And I listened to Lee Frecklington's interview on BBC Radio Sheffield after the game against Preston North End on Thursday, when he said if people work hard and they're dedicated and they give everything they've got, then there's a place for you at Rotherham United if you're good enough. If you're not, we don't want you, and that's quite clear.
And that kind of just encapsulates it all, Steve. You know, I spoke to Lee, and I spoke to Ben Pringle, and I spoke to Alex Ravel, and they all said the same thing, that at the end of the day, what it all comes down to is the work rate and the character that is within this team that you've managed to put together, and that is basically the focal point of what you've done, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You know, we believe we've got a top-class scouting system. It's not the biggest, but we use our resources fantastically well, and we spot talented players. And, you know, you have to be strong to come and play for myself and Paul Rayner as a management team. You have to be strong as a player mentally. You have to be strong physically. But you have to have something inside you, which is a chemistry we believe you're born with, which is you've got such a desire to be successful. And we've got that in abundance through our dressing room. And, you know, as much as the likes of Kieran Egard and Lee Frecklington and Ben Pringle were big players for us the other night, as I said to some press this morning, then there was no one better than anyone else. I thought our players gave it everything they have. And, you know, we play for a support whose hard-earned money it costs to come and watch the team and support the team. And in return, I've always been a manager who believes that when that's the case, and it's always the case, then you have to give them everything you've got, and we've got that in abundance.
Now, you want the supporters to come down. I think the team are going to be leaving the New York Stadium at 2 o'clock next Saturday, and that is going to be a great send-off for the players. But you've also made it quite clear, haven't you, Steve, that you're going to treat this like any other away game. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, I think it's advice of other managers who have been the course. You know, Paul Rayner as a player was at Preston North End, and they went down there for, I think it was 4 or 5 days to London. And in his word, they were bored senseless after 2 days. And Wickham Wanderers, who beat them on that playoff campaign, you know, had a pre-match meal in Wickham and travelled in the tracksuits under Martin O'Neill. And you don't get many more successful managers than Martin, so it's business as normal. And other guys that have been successful in the playoffs have said that. So we'll have a normal training. It'll be hard and intense some days and fun some other days. But over the piece, it'll be very much business as normal from when the lads come back in on Monday morning.
Couple of questions for you on the team. First of all, did they come out of Thursday's game in good health? And if so, have you got a pretty good idea of what you think your starting 11 will be next week?
Yeah, I think I've got a fair idea as to how we'll start. You know, it's more than likely it'll be a little bit different from what started against Preston North End. Couple of reasons for that. We got one or two little injuries within the camp that we're not going to speak about publicly. You kind of seem to win. You say it as honestly as you feel, and people perhaps don't always believe what you're telling them, so we'll keep that in-house. And secondly, we have to be very respectful that Leighton Orient play in a very different way to Preston North End, so we have to tactically be ready for that. So I've got a fair idea what it is, but as always, you know, if people's not at it and don't prepare right and have not got the application that starts on Monday and leads up to when we you know, have a final training session on Saturday and get together as a for a team meeting next Sunday morning, then I'll take them out. You know, I'm there to win at Wembley. The fans are there to have a magnificent day, but it'll only be a day. It'll be sticking the memories forever if we're successful.
Do you think this will be a long week? It's quite a wait, isn't it? You know, over 10 days before the final. Do you think it's going to drag a little bit, or is it just going to be that you've got so much stuff as a staff you want to work on that the time will pass quicker than you think, or that most people will think?
No, I think we'll be fine. You know, we've all barring the two or three players that picked up little knocks or injuries in the game against Preston. The players have been excused since we left the stadium on Thursday night, so they've had 3 days, they've had Friday, Saturday, Sunday to completely freshen themselves up, and myself and Paul Rain, of course, were working yesterday and this morning, so there's perhaps no rest for the staff, but you know, we don't have to go out in the Wembley pitch and produce a performance that's absolutely full of energy, and our performances when they're good are really, really full of energy, so we've took the chance. I think we did before the Preston game. I gave them 2 or 3 days after we finished at Swindon to go and freshen up. And then we had a lot of fun exercise in the week. We'll do that again, different type of exercise, but we'll do something this week as well. And then we'll make sure that when we arrive at our team hotel next Saturday tea time, that we're very focused and prepared and know everything that we need to know about Leighton Orient.
What's one thing you can share with us and the supporters that you're going to be saying to the players this week?
Win.
Simple as that. Just go and win.
Well, listen, I've worked for some good people in the past that's told me that, you know, that they've been to Wembley and they've always forgot, they did forget on that particular occasion to tell their team to win. They told them to enjoy the occasion. I think by winning, we will enjoy the occasion. But there'll be lots of tactical bits. There'll be a lot of individual bits. There'll be a lot of private discussions with players about the opponent they're going to play against. Just like we did for Preston, and like we've done for most of the season. You know, we like to think that as a management team, our players are prepared in a meticulous fashion, and it didn't always give you the right to win, but, you know, there is a lot of saying, whether it be in business or whether it be at all levels of football, that if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So we're not planning to do anything other than be successful, so we need to make sure that our players are fully prepared and the staff are ready to do that.
One final question, a bit of transfer news yesterday. Nicky Adams has moved on to Bury. Steve, can we just get a word on that? What's the situation there?
No, listen, Nicky was injured for the season, so he wasn't able to play a part. Bury called us, you know, completely out of the blue earlier in the week and put something to the football club. And it did represent a significant, almost a six-figure profit, which is incredible considering we've had him for 2.5 months. And if we're being honest as well, he's a great kid. But, you know, when you're looking at the likes of Frecklington and Agard, and you're perhaps looking at who we are trying to entice into the football club, it seemed like a good piece of business. And obviously with the size of the profit that's involved in that deal, then I think our chief executive was keen to do some business. So we did some business.
Steve, enjoy this week if you can. I know you're going to be very busy, of course, but enjoy it. All the best, and we'll speak in the week.
Yeah, I just think to every Millers fan, not only the people that turned up on Thursday evening or the 25,000 to 30,000 that we're going to take down to Wembley. You know, we said there was 2 years ago, believe, and believe this week. And if we all believe and stick together, whatever happens at Wembley, and hopefully it's returning as a championship club, but whatever happens, It's just a club that's moving forward, and it's turning from a roller coaster to an express train.